Page 9. Left column, first and second pictures. Pedestrian crossing. Watch for people entering a crosswalk or crossing your path. Slow down and be prepared to stop. A second sign with an arrow may show the actual location of the crosswalk. Third and fourth pictures. Bicycle crossing, bike path. Bicycles regularly cross or ride beside traffic in this area. Drive with caution. A second sign with an arrow may show the actual location of the bike crossing. Fifth and sixth pictures. School zone, school crossing. Slow down. The speed limit is usually 25 miles per hour. Watch out for children crossing the street or playing. Be ready to stop. Obey signals from any crossing guards. A second sign with an arrow may show the actual location of the crosswalk. Seventh picture, open joints. Slow down. Open joints on bridges or ramps could cause a motorcyclist to lose control of the motorcycle. Eighth picture, expansion joints. This sign is used when a joint across lanes creates a bump or is wide enough to cause loss of traction in wet weather. Ninth picture, crossroad. A four-way intersection is ahead. Be ready to yield the right-of-way. 10th picture, side road. A road joins from the right. Be alert for vehicles entering the roadway you are traveling on. 11th picture, Y intersection. You must bear either right or left ahead. 12th picture, T intersection. The roadway you are traveling on ends ahead. Signal before turning right or left. Right column, first picture. Right curve, side road. The road ahead curves right, and a side road joins from the left within the curve. Be alert for vehicles entering the roadway you are traveling on. Second picture, sharp right turn. Slow down and be prepared for a sharp right turn in the road ahead. Third picture, sharp right and left turns. Slow down and be prepared for the road ahead to turn sharply right, then left. Picture 4. Right and left curves. The road ahead curves right, then left. Slow down. Fifth picture. Right curve with safe speed indicator. The road ahead curves right. Slow down to the safe speed limit indicated. Sixth picture. Winding road. The road ahead winds with a series of turns or curves. On all curves, slow down for better control. Seventh picture, low ground railroad crossing. A steep slope where the railroad tracks cross the road may cause the bottom of low vehicles to get caught or drag on the tracks. Eighth picture, railroad crossing. Advance warning signs are placed before a railroad crossing. These signs warn you to look, listen, slow down, and be prepared to stop for trains or any vehicles using the rails. Ninth picture, railroad crossbuck. This sign is a warning of a railroad crossing. Look, listen, slow down, and be prepared to stop for trains or any vehicles using the rails. 10th picture, railroad crossbuck and track indicator. If there is more than one track, the sign below the crossbuck will indicate the number of tracks at the crossing. Slow down and be prepared to stop. Page 10. Left column, first picture. Railroad crossbuck and flashing lights. Flashing lights may be used with crossbuck signs. Always stop when the light begins to flash and be alert for approaching trains. Do not proceed until all trains or any other vehicles using the rails have passed. The tracks are clear, and the lights are no longer flashing. Be especially alert at multi-track crossings because a second train could be approaching from the opposite direction. Second picture, crossbuck, flashing lights, and gate. Gates are used with flashing light signals at some crossings. Stop when the lights begin to flash and before the gate lowers. Remain stopped until the gates are raised and the lights stop flashing. Do not attempt to drive around the lowered gate. Third picture, Pavement markings consisting of an X and RR may be painted on the pavement at the approach to some crossings. When approaching railroad tracks, be alert. Trains may approach the crossing at any time and from either direction. Unless you can clear the tracks completely, never start across the tracks. Make sure there is room for your vehicle on the other side of the tracks before proceeding. Note, school buses must always stop at railroad crossings, even when the lights are not flashing. Fourth picture. If a dangerous condition exists at a rail crossing, call the number listed on the emergency sign. This will allow the rail company to stop or reroute approaching rail traffic until the hazard is removed. Be sure to give the posted crossing number so that the hazard can be identified correctly. Fifth picture. If your car stalls on the tracks, don't hesitate. Get out of the car right away and run diagonally away from the tracks in the direction of the oncoming train.
Right column. In a work zone, the lives of highway construction workers depend on drivers like you obeying the posted speed limits. If you are convicted of exceeding the speed limit in a highway work zone, you may be fined up to $500. Remember, the color orange marks a work zone and means slow down and be alert. First, second, and third pictures. Rough road, bump, or uneven lanes. These signs are used when certain road conditions, such as loose gravel or road construction, affect the roadway surface and create potentially difficult conditions for motorists, especially motorcyclists. Fourth and fifth pictures. Road construction ahead. Detour. These signs indicate a change in the traffic pattern or route ahead. Slow down. Unusual or potentially dangerous conditions are ahead. Sixth and seventh pictures. Flashing arrow panels. Large flashing arrow panels or flashing message signs in work zones direct drivers to proceed into different traffic lanes and inform them that part of the road ahead is closed. Eighth picture, flaggers. Flaggers are construction workers who normally wear orange or yellow vests or yellow-green shirts or jackets. They use stop, slow, paddles, and red flags to direct traffic through the work zone and to let other workers or construction vehicles cross the road. Ninth, 10th, and 11th pictures. Traffic control devices. Barricades, vertical signs, concrete barriers, drums, and cones are the most common devices used to guide drivers safely through work zones. When driving near the devices, keep your vehicle in the middle of the lane and obey the posted speed limit. As you leave the work zone, stay in your lane and maintain your speed. Don't change lanes until you are completely clear of the work zone. Message boards. You may see portable or permanent message boards along roadways. They provide information about traffic, road, or other hazardous conditions. Always obey any directions posted on these message boards. For information about road conditions or road construction, visit the Virginia Department of Transportation website at www.virginiadot.org.